Hi, I'm Rob MacDonald. This audio presentation is brought to you by Plum Dibs. Many years ago, when I was a creative writing instructor at Columbia College in Chicago, I invented a technique I call Madman Craftsman Critic, a simple three-step process to help students access their creativity. I've since used it with hundreds of business leaders to help them get audience insights and attract the right kinds of leads. Decades later, many people have told me they never stopped using it. Madman Craftsman Critic, also to be read as Madwoman Craftswoman Critic, can be used to develop everything from intellectual property and authority indicators to planned acts of kindness, golden arrows, advertising campaigns, and more. The underlying assumption of Madman Craftsman Critic is that each of us has three strong-willed personalities within us who all want to dominate the creative process, and it's our job to keep them in line. They are, number one, the madman. His cheeks are bright and tight from holding back gales of laughter while dashing around the room goosing people. The madman is you at your irrepressible best. Your passion, your spark, your zest for life. He loves what he does and is inspired by finding original ways to express it, regardless of what anybody else is doing. Number two, the craftsman. After the wild hilarity has blown over, enter the craftsman. This is your technical side. Fastidious, skillful, and proud, the craftsman makes logical sense of what the madman has left behind, which he measures twice, cuts once, joins and assembles into something structurally sound and useful. Number three, the critic. "Gentlemen, gentlemen," says the critic, peering over his glasses, "your masterpiece is stirring, indeed, but riddled with errors. A detail is missing here and here, and the surface must be sanded, stained, and sealed with polyurethane. Really, gentlemen, in the future, I insist on being brought in sooner." The critic is you and your high standards. Ultimately accountable for whether the business works or not, the critic controls quality in matters large and small. It would be a disaster to involve the critic too soon in the creative process, as he would scold and nitpick and criticize his brothers until they broke his glasses and made him cry. Another common mistake is letting the madman hang around so long that he burns it all down with his hair on fire. Finally, try not to allow the craftsman to start or finish the project, as it will end up technically perfect, but emotionally stiff as a board. Madman, Craftsman, Critic. In that order.